one thing today, as it's Friday the 8th of November, and 2 days until Mercury goes out of retrograde. For those of you who don't know what it means when Mercury astrologically goes into what they call retrograde, there are a lot of things that happen technologically, things that are connected to transportation. Oftentimes, they get screwed up. And a great example of that would be the fact that my pal and co-worker and cohort here, Ken Kessler, has no connection to the outside world from his perch in San Diego, as things technologically in his world have fallen not a little apart, but completely apart. So what we have here normally is magic, the magic of connection, communication, technology, but sometimes it doesn't work. And today would be an example. So Kenny has the day off, and you and I, more importantly you, because I already kind of know all of this stuff, put it all together, and we'll see what we get from you. Our technology is working fine. I say that knowing that there is a strong connection between me and our studio in Washington, and from Washington to the uplink facility in Staten Island, and Staten Island to the connection to the satellite up above 20,000 miles that sends the signal to the radio stations that carry this. But we also have all of those people that are listening in the various other worlds, quote-unquote. The New World Order of transcribing programs brings us to the Internet, DougStefan.com and RadioAmerica.com and CRNTalk.com, TalkStreamLive.com, GCNLive.com. You can go to TuneIn Radio. Stitcher Radio is a great place for a lot of people to go that like the spoken word format. So the point is, if your radio station tends to dump out for whatever the reason, and no fault of their own, that's where you can go to pick up the pearls of wisdom, the gems, the important stories of the day, the information that you want to have as you get started. And so the latest apology comes from President Obama again. He shifted the narrative on the rollout one more time, mostly because of what you heard here yesterday morning, which I think we're going to play again, Michael. The information that came out, remember, Obama's supporters are basically, the reason he got over the top is because of the millennials. That is, people who are under 30. Those people get their news and information either directly off of that tool, the tablet, the iPhone, whatever it is that people use that way electronically to connect, and also by watching the Jon Stewart Daily Show in the evening. He has tremendous, not a little, not a lot, but tremendous, overwhelming influence over those people who are called the millennial generation. So as a result of that, and what you're about to hear, if you didn't hear it yesterday, we're going to play it again, the Daily Show ripped Obama apart, ripped him apart on Wednesday night. And as a result of that, a lot of people have been sort of brought up short. And then the criticism has started from pretty much all corners. The Senate Democrats ripped him apart, ripped him apart, ripped him apart. Then the people in his own party say, what's the matter with you? And I went through all of this yesterday. I told you and the others that were listening, if you were listening yesterday, that I thought Obama needed therapy, and I wasn't being facetious. The guy needs some help. He's completely lost. Lost in himself, lost in the trappings of the office. He was never qualified, and he's so lost, and yet a lot of people still pay a lot of attention to him. He just doesn't know what he's doing, and he needs personal help as well as professional help. Anyway, so he said again, I'm sorry. The criticism that's aimed at him for what is, again, by many people's standards, a half-hearted apology, and that even if he apologizes, was a change. Zero. Nothing. It doesn't change anything. So far, over a million people have been told by their insurance companies their current policy will be discontinued the first of next year. That was, he promised that wouldn't happen. And yet it is. So all these questions that remain on the various facets of this that he was just going right over his head. I mean, this is now a serious national dilemma. Not that it wasn't before. Not that a lot of people didn't say, I told you so. And this is not about politics now. because both parties realize what a conundrum. I mean, the Republicans in their ego are saying, oh, we told you this was going to happen, and now look at what happened. Now they're all relishing for themselves what happens in the election next year, because this problem is not going to go away. This problem will stick around and bite the Democrats right in the butt. Is there a Republican who's good and strong and smart and can fix this? No. Well, if there is, we haven't seen him yet, have we? You could say Rand Paul. Yeah, maybe. I think he's I like his approach to most things. I do not like Ted Cruz's approach to things, and a lot of people think he's going to be the one. Moderate Republicans may like Chris Christie, and that might be the ticket. Mrs. Clinton is not with Obama on this, and she'll be, I'm betting, running away from this fast because she wants, but that didn't take care of next year, which is the congressional and senatorial election. I think the Democrats, if they don't straighten this out somehow or other, and it doesn't speak, because Obama, if he doesn't get any help, is such an egomaniac, he's not going to want to do what needs to be done without himself looking extraordinarily bad, even though he does look extraordinarily bad. And to that point, in a moment, we'll bring you some of the audio that we had yesterday, which is the reason that Obama has tried to apologize again, but it just doesn't seem to work because the glitch-filled website is well into its second month and still horrendous problems. Not that being the case so much as the president didn't tell the truth over and over and over and over again to the American people. Was he deliberately misleading you, or did he accidentally mislead you? Which is it? Which do you think is the case? 888-302-3684. There's that line. There's also the connection to email doug@dougstefan.com and Facebook and Twitter, which normally is monitored by Kenny. That's kind of on the fritz as well, but you can use it, and we'll use it in a cumulative way. 888-302-3684. The words from The Daily Show coming up here on Good Day.
Do you have a used musical instrument at home gathering dust? Guitar Center's experts are interested in buying it from you for cash. You don't even need to be a musician. Look at attics and basements, because we're buying qualified guitars, amps, pedals, keyboards, drums, and more. It's the Trade-In Expo at your local Guitar Center now through Sunday. Looking to upgrade? We'll pay cash for qualified used gear and give you a 15% discount on new gear. You can even trade gear. Find details in your local store at guitarcenter.com.
If you like painting and saving, ask Sherwin-Williams and save 40% on paints and stains during our four-day super sale, November 8th through the 11th. With 40% off our great paints and stains and 30% off painting supplies, you can give your whole home a color makeover. But hurry, these savings are so super, they won't be around for long. Find your nearest store at sherwinwilliams.com/sale. Retail sales only, some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Hi, this is Doug Steffen with some great ideas on how to get your house spruced up for the holidays from our friends at Sherwin-Williams. First, create a plan. Do you want to paint one or more rooms or just touch up some trim? Whichever you choose to do, you can make the most of your color with the very best paint from Sherwin-Williams. Exceptional coverage, rich color, and the results that last. All you have to do is ask Sherwin-Williams. Painting questions? Sherwin-Williams has all the answers at home, online, or at your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store. Stay tuned for more great ideas from the color experts at Sherwin-Williams.
Let's get it started.
My home nursing practice is growing, but with all the changes in our industry, we needed a tech upgrade. Stat. Luckily, I found the new services center at OfficeMax. We got two powerful Dell laptops for the office and touchscreen tablets for all our mobile teams. I saved a bundle. Hey, gotta keep business healthy too, right?
Let's get it started.
Save up to $150 now on all Dell laptops, desktops, and tablets powered by Intel at the new OfficeMax services center. Valid in-store or online. Restrictions apply.
We've all experienced it. That moment when your mind is focused and you feel like you can accomplish anything. That moment now comes in a bottle. Introducing No-Dose Energy Shots, the shot that provides hours of energy to power your mind. Just what you'd expect from the No-Dose brand, a trusted leader in mental alertness for 50 years. New No-Dose Energy Shots, a sharper you awaits inside. Only at Walmart. Go to walmart.com for a $2 coupon.
Use this caffeine supplement as directed for adults only. Limit use of other caffeine sources.
That's code for Old Navy is having a massive Veterans Day sale with 30% off all over the store, or 35% off when you use your Old Navy card. Veterans, friends, family, dogs, and babies are all welcome to save big on tons of styles. All the layers you need for fall, like sweaters, jeans, tees, and socks. Don't forget the socks. But the deals only last through Monday. And as a thanks to those who serve our country, take an extra 10% off when you show your valid military ID in-store only. Valid 11-9 to 11-11. Excludes gift cards, Fruit of the Loom, and clearance. Old Navy card subject to credit approval.
The Doug Steffen Good Day program. Hello. Friday it is, the 8th of November, and the Obamacare discussion tending to dominate the airwaves, radio, news talk television. So in this hour of the program, we're happy to present a lot of things that Ken Kessler monitors over the course of the week that help to opine, that help you to listen and learn, come up with opinions. So help yourself to this excerpt from the Wednesday night Daily Show, with a focus on the president this time and his Obamacare.
Right now, there's been some talk that the president of the United States was less than 100% honest with some of his health care rhetoric.
If you like your current plan, you will be able to keep it.
Did he just say if we like our current plan, we'll be able to keep it?
Let me repeat that. If you like your plan, you'll be able to keep it.
I thought that was what you said.
If you like your doctor, you can keep your doctor.
Want to add any caveats to that? Because it sounds kind of definitive.
We will keep this promise to the American people. If you like your doctor, you will be able to keep your doctor. Period. If you like your health care plan, you will be able to keep your health care plan. Period.
Period! Definitive statement sound post-implementation of said new health care act when it has become abundantly clear that you cannot always keep your plan or your doctor.
If you have or had one of these plans before the Affordable Care Act came into law and you really liked that plan, what we said was you could keep it if it hasn't changed since the law's passed.
No. What you said was you can keep it. Period. Now what you said there was more like you can keep your health care plan. Ellipses. Comma, because it may no longer meet the minimum requirements, or your insurance company may stop offering individual plans, or some other odd bureaucratic unintended offshoot. Period. Emoticon denoting a combination of embarrassment and arrogance.
I think that's it. The word arrogance and the emotional lack of kind of even being willing to understand that you made a mistake is such a flaw, a character flaw. I have not seen it in my lifetime, frankly, and I go back to when Truman, I celebrated my birthday this week, when I was born, Harry Truman was president, and after that, Eisenhower. I didn't know much, pay attention much, obviously, because what I know when I was a little three-year-old kid, at least about that, didn't know anything. But as I got into school and liked Eisenhower, I had that feeling, just there was something wonderful about the energy that Eisenhower put forth that I felt was really healthy. I actually liked Kennedy for a lot of reasons when I was in high school. I didn't like LBJ at all. There was nothing about his energy that I thought was positive. I thought he was a horrible human being and did a horrible job as president. Nixon, there were many things about Nixon to like. Was he as damaged as Obama? Yeah. I think there are a lot of reasons to believe that since Richard Nixon, the damaged personality that he was, since that time, there hasn't been as damaged a president as we have now. He's horrible. And it's sad, really. And you and I are the ones paying the price. 21 after the hour. This is a good day. Open for your consideration and discussion, these ideas.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Take a lot of heavy lifting to figure out why I'm acknowledging this song, which, by the way, was the outside memory here is acknowledging that this was number one during this week in 1971. As most of you know who listen to a lot of the Good Day program, there's always a place in each hour, usually at this point, when I'll acknowledge some song for a particular reason, whether it's been very popular, there's emotion connected to it, tied to another story. Anyway, Cher and Gypsies, Tramps and Thieves, number one. Bringing us around to Dave Ramsey talking about the Affordable Health Care Act from both points of view, both sides now.
We struggle in this country that on the right and on the left, that if you think your cause is big enough that you're exempt from doing math. You're not exempt from math if you're a Democrat. You're not exempt from math if you're a Republican. You're not exempt from math if you're a liberal. And you're not exempt from math if you're a conservative. You still have to do math. And anyone who can do math can tell, anybody that knows the basic business premises of something like a Social Security system, the basic things that are laid out there, or something like the tenets of Obamacare, the processes that are being put in place there, it's fairly easy to surmise with critical thought what's going to occur. And you know, you just have to be intellectually honest enough to do critical thought and look at it, regardless of your political leanings. And you have to, you know, you have to pull your head far enough out of your politics to actually have an original thought. And that's very tough for people because everybody, they watch Fox News so they learn how to say what they're supposed to say, or they watch CNN to learn how to say what they're supposed to say on the other side. And so if you've got your little liberal socialism think tank, you know, talking points down, or you've got your GOP, Cato think tank principles for the right down, then you've got your talking points, then you hadn't had an original thought in years. And that's really dangerous because, A, it means you don't understand the other side of the discussion, but, B, you start to think that you can just yell loud enough and math doesn't matter. Math still matters. You still have to do math. So let me help you with this as an example. January the 1st, every health insurance company in America, if they're going to operate, is required to take anyone, regardless of how ill they are, as a customer. And they cannot charge them more than they charge someone who's not ill. And so you're 500 pounds, you have diabetes, you've got cancer, and you've had three heart attacks. You're going to say that pay the exact same premium as a perfectly healthy person. That's the new law. It's one piece of the new law. Now, that's good if you don't have health insurance and enables you to get health insurance. I understand the motivation and the nobility and the moral imperative behind that. I get that. But that doesn't change the math. The math is that those people get sick more often and run up more medical bills than someone who's healthy. Duh. And if they now have to be covered by the same company that you're covered by, and they're required to take them, they no longer have the option to say, I'm going to turn you away. They're required to take them. Then the math kicks in. Because the amount of money that that insurance company was paying out to the medical community is going to go way up. They're now going to pay more out to the medical community per person than they ever have before. But it's a simple thing. If a life insurance company has more people dying than their life insurance premiums per person in that same group of people is going to be higher. Thus, they charge more for people that smoke than they do for people that don't smoke. They charge more for people who parachute than people who don't parachute. And so, but in this case, that's no longer allowed. Everybody's going to be charged the same. So translation is, your health insurance premiums are going to go way up.
Insight Daily Radio. Conversations with today's most influential authors, actors, musicians, artists, and creative minds. One of those creative minds is best-selling author Lily Capel. Her newest book, The Astronaut Wives Club, describes the lives of the women whose husbands were sent to outer space in the 1960s.
Although it starts out as that 50s ideal, and for the wives that means the perfect home, the perfect kids, looking beautiful, having tea with Jackie Kennedy. But throughout the program you have, you know, the rise of feminism, and I would say the launch of the American woman. So what made this story really compelling to me as well was tracing how these wives sort of break out of that mold of the perfect hero's wife, and that we see sort of the human side of the space race through their story. Individually, if you look at the wives, Betty Grissom, who was married to Gus Grissom. They were childhood sweethearts from Indiana. Betty had to work very hard to even put him through engineering school at Purdue. She worked as a late-night telephone operator. Sort of as women around the country were becoming liberated, Betty Grissom really came into her own. One of my favorite women in the book is Reen Carpenter, the wife of Scott Carpenter. And by the early 70s, she was no longer married to her astronaut, and she was hosting her own feminist talk show. And she had really broken out of that archetypal astro-wife mold.
Lily Capel, author of The Astronaut Wives Club, the true story of the wives of the early space explorers. There's more online, insightdailyradio.org.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Available only at hempusa.org. It's the first aid stick, and it's a must-have in any medical kit. With fast, chemical-free healing, the first aid stick stops bleeding, kills bacteria, is great for acne, insect bites, minor cuts and abrasions, will last for years, and is just $11.95. Everyone needs the first aid stick in their emergency kit. Call 888-910-4367. 888-910-4367. The first aid stick, only at hempusa.org.
Hi, I'm Ed Krell, CEO of Destination Maternity. We proudly support the March of Dimes work to reduce the rate of premature birth. The numbers have gone down in the past 5 years, but still, nearly 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States each year. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and community programs to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
On today's Doug Stephan Good Day program, Ken Kessler has been aced out due to technological problems that go with Mercury being in retrograde. Comes out on Sunday, though, for those of you who are looking forward to the challenge of the change. Bowing to intense criticism, the president has apologized yet again to Americans who are losing health insurance plans. He repeatedly said that they could keep and pledged to find fixes that might allow people to keep their coverage. Quote, I am sorry they are finding themselves in this situation. They? How about you? How about using the word you, Mr. President? You. Think about them. They. But it's really you. 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 Who are losing your health care coverage. So they got assurances, and he acknowledged that. I'm sorry we are finding ourselves in this situation based on assurances they got from me. He added, quote, we've got to work hard to make sure that they know we hear them, and we are going to do everything we can to deal with folks who find themselves in a tough position as a consequence of this. You jerk. That is just beyond the top. After promising three times at least that you keep the plan, keep your doctor, nothing will change. I mean, who's running the place? If you don't know what's in the bill, then you are an astonishingly ignorant man who either is so arrogant or so out of touch that you lose whatever respect people had on either side for you by continuing to go down this path. Officials say the president, referring to fixes the administration could make on its own, not legislative options proposed by congressional lawmakers. What, you can't work with these guys to come up with a fix? What happened to hope and change? What a disaster. What a shame. Who's sorry now? And now it is time to work on fixing the problem, isn't it? Can it be fixed? 888-302-3684. Lots of questions. Here's Aaron Burnett on CNN talking with John Avlon and John King about the apology.
You heard the words there, I am sorry. But you also heard a whole lot of things before it. You know, I regret we might have misled. We weren't as clear as we needed to be. He didn't run into the I'm sorry part.
No. I mean, this president has been very reluctant to really take the reins of accountability when it comes to this colossal screw up with healthcare.gov. And now the questions about whether he wasn't telling the truth to the American people on all those sound bites, all those campaign stumps. You know, there's an old saying in politics, when you're eating humble pie, you don't nibble at it. This president has a real problem eating humble pie.
You
got to scarf it down. And this is an attempt to try to own it and to say we're going to make it better. But you see the fundamental discomfort the president has with really saying, I'm sorry, I screwed up, I was wrong when I said those things on the stump.
I mean, you really do, John King. You hear that. You hear that. He just doesn't want to do that. And even when he said he's sorry, it's within the context of, but hold on, guys, your plan is still going to be better. The vast majority of people, I mean, you know, he wants to keep making that point.
Was it Ronald Reagan who said facts are stubborn things? I think the timeline here, Aaron, is very, very important. The administration, the Department of Health and Human Services, his administration, knew in the summer of 2010 that as many as two-thirds of the people in that individual marketplace, people who buy insurance, would be impacted, that their plans might change. As many as two-thirds of them in July of 2010, and the president went through an entire reelection campaign 2 years later. 2 years later, telling the American people, you won't have to change your plan if you like it, period. That's the credibility ditch he's trying to dig himself out of. And the answer in that interview tonight might be a beginning, but it's a very modest beginning.
There is, speaking about the interview that aired on NBC News, that's where a lot of this is coming from. 888-302-3684 on the Good Day program as we examine some of the important news stories, really heavy story, and you know, we spend most of our time, oftentimes in this hour anyway, on one or two of the major stories. Thus, our continuation of the discussion and the concerns over the healthcare system, the president's apparent lack of knowledge, or if he did know it, then his complete dishonesty when it came to this. I'm not happy about it, neither should anybody else be. The people that are gloating about this because it's a, as John King, I think, put it, a colossal screw-up, that doesn't make it any better. It may for a few politicians who are lost in their own aura, like Obama is lost in his own aura, but that doesn't help the American people and the folks who are going to be just screwed to the wall when it comes to paying for health insurance. And these people don't see it. There's going to be so much of a hue and cry. I think, frankly, doing a radio program like this is sort of like Vox Populi, and you hear from lots of different people and the feelings that are running strongly here about among those who really understand it. If your situation is better because you're going to have some kind of insurance that you didn't have before and be able to get some kind of care, that's swell. Good for you. I'm sad that more or less you and I as taxpayers are going to have to pay for this, which is not fair, right, or just, but even all of that being said, even if it was okay for us to do that, this thing is a damnable mess. And the website screw-up is just the latest example of how the whole thing is screwed up. And if you look around, especially in this administration and with the Bush administration, ever since what happened on September 11th took place, this country has been screwed up. We don't seem to be able to know how to deal with the consequences of some of the things that even led up to September 11th here and overseas. There's a huge hole in our hearts. And so the kinds of thinking that go on here that bring us around to accepting what politicians will do in the name of supposedly taking care of you, protecting you, all of this slobbering bull, it just is piling up. It is. And to the point where it's going to collapse. I don't want it to. Maybe there's something we can do before it does. But the weight of government and these kinds of politicians is just piling up and piling up. And sooner or later, because of the lack of interest, fortunately, people like the millennials that are paying attention to Jon Stewart, maybe they are responsible for voting Obama in. and they were completely asleep. They were fascinated by the fact that he could use, or the people around him could use, the technology. So that's why they voted for him. It's a beauty contest, as it has become since the television era began, or at least the advent of the election of John F. Kennedy. Beauty contest. Most capable person around, maybe ugly. Could you see an ugly person occupying the White House? Ugly. There are a lot of ugly, unattractive people who are smart and know how to figure things out. They're behind the scenes. If we have a president, fortunate enough to have a president who is willing to have people in working with him that actually know how to go through and render decisions and figure things out, that doesn't include the bunch that's there now. At any rate, we continue. I'm off on this because it's so un-American. This whole thing is just so rottenly un-American. Here's radio host Joe Galewski discussing the concerns he has over the website security as part of the overall, you know, if you get in there and are able to sign up and you leave your info, what the heck's going to happen to that?
Conventional thinking is this thing's pretty messed up and hackers would have the run of the place, but is that really true?
Good morning, Joe. It's hard to know. There's a wide variety and diversity of opinion right now, and some encounters that people are reporting where, you know, they're able to get to other people's information and they shouldn't be. They did receive a temporary security certification. I don't really know what that means. It's either secure or not, but they certainly didn't go through the testing that they were supposed to. They shortcut it, and I think they're starting to see some of those issues come to fruition here, but it's hard to know because they're not subject to the same laws that commercial companies are, where if you have a breach, you have to disclose it. We'll never really know if there's a breach for this site.
Now, would our private information be kept private more so on a website through a private insurance company more so than a government website? You know, would we be safer on some of the insurance companies' websites as opposed to what the government's trying to put together here?
I think we would, simply because this thing that they're trying to orchestrate is so huge. There's so many moving parts and so many subsystems that they've got to try to orchestrate. And, of course, they've got this new concept called, you know, the data hub, which reaches into, you know, Department of Homeland Security, IRS, Social Security Administration, Veterans Administration, all these different sites to do verifications. And although they supposedly don't store the data that they pull out of there, it's also a part of the mix and in transit. And if you can breach these sites and interrupt these conversations and get the unencrypted data, then you're liable to get to lots of good stuff. So I think it's going to be hard to know if hackers are really getting in and what's going on, because they don't seem to want to even give a straight answer to Congress when they're being grilled about this stuff.
All right. So one more thing apparently to worry about is whether the information, the data you give when you go onto the website is secure. It doesn't sound like it is much to me. 888-302-3684. A little bit more on this focus as we continue in a matter of moments. This is Doug's Good Day.
Hey, this is Guy Fieri. Now, when your recipe calls for red peppers, chili powder, garlic, and onions, you got the start of some awesome chili and maybe some heartburn. If that's the case, roll out the Rolaids Liquid.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. New Rolaids Liquid gets you back in the action fast. Even when your worst heartburn symptoms flare up, Rolaids Liquid dual active formula coats and soothes for rapid relief. New Rolaids Liquid in your choice of mint or cherry. Use as directed.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S. Now that's how you spell relief.
It's autumn, and the weather is cool and crisp. Whether you're enjoying the brilliant colors of fall or watching football at home with your family, you'll want Citrus Magic, the perfect fresh air solution. Made in the USA, Citrus Magic Air Freshener is considered the most effective odor eliminator, naturally absorbing bad odors and replacing them with fresh scents. Available as a long-lasting solid air freshener or non-aerosol spray at Walmart, Target, Walgreens, Kroger, your local hardware store, or online. There's magic in the air. Citrus Magic.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
So I knew it was important to have life insurance to protect our family, but I was putting it off. But then yesterday, a girlfriend of mine asked me, point blank, what would happen if you lost your husband? How would you pay the bills? The mortgage? The car payments? Food? And that's when it really hit me, and I realized I needed to get us life insurance. Right now. So I called AIG Direct, and in less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $18 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing the kids and I are protected. And my husband was so happy I got the quote.
Save up to 70% when you get term life insurance through AIG Direct. Call now for a free, no obligation quote. It only takes 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. 1-800-887-7372. That's 1-800-887-7372. Call 1-800-887-7372.
Do you have a used musical instrument at home gathering dust? Guitar Center's experts are interested in buying it from you for cash. You don't even need to be a musician. Look at attics and basements because we're buying qualified guitars, amps, pedals, keyboards, drums, and more. It's the Trade-In Expo at your local Guitar Center now through Sunday. Looking to upgrade? We'll pay cash for qualified used gear and give you a 15% discount on new gear. You can even trade gear. Find details in your local store at guitarcenter.com.
That's code for Old Navy is having a massive Veterans Day sale with 30% off all over the store or 35% off when you use your Old Navy card. Veterans, friends, family, dogs, and babies are all welcome to save big on tons of styles. All the layers you need for fall, like sweaters, jeans, tees, and socks. Don't forget the socks. But the deals only last through Monday. And as a thanks to those who serve our country, take an extra 10% off when you show your valid military ID in-store only. Valid 11-9 through 11-11. Excludes gift cards, fruit of the loom, and clearance. Old Navy card subject to credit approval.
Get it started. My home nursing practice is growing, but with all the changes in our industry, we needed a tech upgrade. Stacked. Luckily, I found the new services center at OfficeMax. We got two powerful Dell laptops for the office and touchscreen tablets for all our mobile teams. I saved a bundle. Hey, gotta keep business healthy too, right? Let's get it started. Save up to $150 now on all Dell laptops, desktops, and tablets powered by Intel at the new OfficeMax Services Center. Valid in-store or online. Restrictions apply.
We have 11, 12 minutes before the hour. Doug Steffens, good day. Program a hi and hello to you as we work our way through the top story of the day, of the week, in fact. Yeah, we'll have time for a little bit more. I want to go back to reflecting on the election this past week. A lot of people are talking about the Twitter IPO and how financially it will do. It's a very interesting, exciting thing to watch. That's a good part of Americana. Meanwhile, we go back to Obamacare and another radio host named David Bloomquist talking to an insurance broker. Her name is Teresa Saavedra. She will discuss or tell and explain how she's helping people find insurance plans without having to use the website.
There's a lot of confusion out there. We all know with the Affordable Care Act, the website problems, everything else. You, though, can direct people. You can help people to find customized insurance that can fit their needs. What's the first step? I mean, tell everybody what they need to do. Do they even need to go to the website, or is there an alternative?
Well, no, actually, they do not need to go to the website. You can purchase either on or off the exchange. And a lot of factors come into play. There's a lot of misconceptions out there. A lot of people are thinking that in order to get insurance that they have to purchase it on the website. I'm telling everybody now, if you have no insurance and you're looking to get something before all this goes into play, and you're pretty healthy, you don't have any major things going on, now's the best time to do it. Because you're going to be faced the first of the year with higher premiums. And they're going to go pretty much on your income. So when you go on the exchange, that is going to be if you fall within certain levels, income levels. So you don't necessarily have to do that. You can get it off the exchange now and get it at a lot better rate.
All right, when you say you customize insurance packages to fit their needs, what exactly does that entail?
Well, the first thing I do when I meet with my clients, I meet with them one-on-one, and I ask them what they're looking for. If they're looking for catastrophic coverage, if you know what their basic need and wants are. When I customize, I have other things out there other than health insurance that can actually help them with their out-of-pocket expense. Because a lot of people feel they have to get, you know, a low deductible with insurance, but of course the lower your deductible, the higher your premium is going to be. So I basically do a lot of educating with them to show them how they can get a package to fit their budget. They don't necessarily have to go without insurance and make it unaffordable.
All right, so there's some interesting ideas. Election and aftermath coming up here on Good Day.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
It's now 53 minutes after the hour on the Doug Stephan Good Day. Excuse me. Here I am back again with all of that fun stuff that comes as a result of the air drying and the wind blowing. It's good stuff. Keeps me clean and clear, my head as well as the rest of my body, so that I can talk with you about things like this past week's election. Here's the radio host, Mike Broomhead, actually talking about Chris Christie's easy win in New Jersey and some of the comments he made about the president this week.
Chris Christie, who has befriended the president. They've become buddies now. The polls, here's what happened. People in New Jersey voted. They all went to the polls and voted. At 7 o'clock on the dot, or no, actually it would have been 8 o'clock on the dot in New Jersey, they closed the polls officially. The polls closed. At 8 o'clock and 10 seconds, Fox News reported Chris Christie was the winner. That's how fast it was over in New Jersey.
Period.
Thank you. So Chris Christie has some advice for the president about Obamacare. This is what he said.
Here's what my suggestion would be to him. Don't be so cute. And when you make a mistake, admit it. And listen, if it was a mistake in 2009, if he was mistaken in 2009, 2010 on his understanding of how the law would operate, then just admit it to people. So you know what? I said it. I was wrong. I'm sorry. And we're going to try to fix this and make it better. I think people would give any leader in that circumstance a lot of credit for just, you know, owning up to it. Instead of now trying to, like, don't lawyer it. People don't like lawyers. I'm a lawyer. They don't like them, you know, and don't lawyer it. And when I saw that this morning for the first time, and I thought, he's lawyering it. That's Barack Obama, the lawyer.
Okay, now, wait a minute. To a certain degree, I understand what he's saying. And he's right about coming clean and telling the truth. I talk about sports a lot because I love sports. Look at the difference between the players in baseball that used PEDs and lied and said they didn't, and the ones that used PEDs and when they got caught, after they got caught, of course, came forward and said, yes, I did. I'm not going to fight it. I'm not going to deny it. I'm not going to appeal it. I did it. I'm sorry. I'll never do it again. Largely, those baseball players are well accepted and back out there. But this is different. You see, this is different. You don't lie to the American people or not lie to the American people about something like this because it's going to be accepted or it's not accepted. You tell the truth because you're a person that says, I'll tell the truth. And then later on you said, I did the best I could. I thought you're going to be able to keep your doctor. I thought that was the way it was going to be. As we got into this thing, we realized it wasn't going to happen. We shouldn't have done it that way. But the fact of the matter is, you're not going to keep your doctor. You're not going to keep your health insurance plan. And the company that screwed up the website is still getting millions of dollars in contracts from the government.
See, that's the problem. That is the problem. It really is. The fact that they're connected to the Democrats and they got the job in the first place because of their connections and the fact that this is, ugh, man. All right, let's spend some time now listening to Chris Hayes and Chris Matthews talking about Chris Christie's acceptance speech.
Can we talk about that Chris Christie speech? I have never seen a more explicit launching of a presidential campaign.
No, it is that.
It was unbelievable. What was your reaction to it, Chris?
Well, I thought it was all about unity. And I thought it was about the fact that, well, it's implicit. We're going to have divided government, Chris, for as far as the eye can see. Years from now, we'll probably have divided government with one party controlling the White House and the other party controlling at least one House of Congress. So to get anything done and to make it a dynamic government, it's going to have to be a deal-making government and not just pure extreme combat over and over again. I think he was making the case for the fact that it's going to have to be the former. And I'm the man to do it. And I don't think there's any doubt it was a job application for I can bring us together because I'm willing to go into areas, he meant minority areas, I suppose, where you get very few votes if you're a Republican. And I'm willing to go anywhere, show up, like Woody Allen says, 80% of life is showing up. And he basically said, I'm the guy to do that, whereas these other guys are kind of like trolls who don't like the light, who won't show up. They'll stay home in their little right-wing Warrens. And he was saying, I can go out and meet the other side and deal with them. I thought that's what he was saying.
Yeah, I absolutely agree. And I think that it is an incredibly appealing message to voters. And Barack Obama used this message to tremendous effect. I mean, of course, in that first big speech that launched into national attention, 2004 yeah. convention speech, the idea that politics, all the rancor of politics is somehow illusory. And with the right person in place, that can be wiped away.
Well, let's be honest. I mean, if he's leading that party, he might be able to remove some of the rancor. I mean, they're going to have to pick a presidential candidate in the next couple of years and begin to do it in another year. A year from now, they'll begin to do it after election next year. And they'll begin to do it. If they go in his direction, that's one Republican Party. If they go in the other direction, it's another. The problem is the Republican Party is not dominated numerically by the Tea Party, but it is dominated strategically by them. They're scared to death. To basically say, we're the majority of our party, we're not Tea Party people, and they go along with the tail. The tail wags the dog.
All right, same old blah, 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 blah. That's how we're good day. Hello.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.